The last of the 30,000 extra U.S. troops ordered to Afghanistan are expected to be on the ground by the end of this month. The man responsible for putting them there is now saying, for the first time, that he intends to leave his job next year. As NPR Pentagon correspondent Rachel Martin reports, it's an exit that Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has been trying to make for a while.
Robert Gates never wanted to stay on the job. After stints as director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense under George W. Bush, Gates had every intention of retiring to his lakeside home in Washington state. Nevertheless, when President Obama asked him to remain as Secretary of Defense, he couldn't say no. He's been planning his exit ever since, and he was widely expected to leave sometime before the next presidential election in 2012. When asked directly about his plans for the future, he's always given a cryptic response, until now. In an interview with Foreign Policy magazine published today, Gates said he believes sometime in 2011 would be a, quote, logical opportunity to hand off. He said by that point it will be clear whether the strategy in Afghanistan is working. Secretary Gates was instrumental in the president's decision last fall to send additional U.S. troops there. Gates has become a close advisor to the president and is widely respected throughout Washington as a pragmatist, able to transcend partisan politics. He is the only Secretary of Defense to have stayed on the job after a party change in the White House. At this point, neither the Pentagon nor the White House will talk openly about a short list of successors, but there are certain names in the ether, including Michelle Flournoy, the current Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Richard Danzig, the former Secretary of the Navy, Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, and former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska. Then again, there's always a chance President Obama may ask his Secretary of Defense to delay his retirement just one more time. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
And one final note on the plans of a former key member of President Obama's Afghanistan team. General Stanley McChrystal is heading to Yale University. McChrystal was forced to step down from his role as head of U.S. forces in Afghanistan after his team was quoted in a Rolling Stone magazine article making critical remarks about President Obama and his foreign policy team.
According to Yale, McChrystal will join the Jackson Institute for Global Affairs as a senior fellow. He will teach a graduate-level course that examines, in the words of a Yale press release, how dramatic changes in globalization have increased the complexity of modern leadership.